Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Dayton Kane here with Colleen Ahlsberg. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, where's that sunshine?
It's coming. It's coming.
Okay. I was driving down here. Jack's going, it's beautiful. It's sunny. And I get down here. It's gray.
Come on. I said it was sunny. He said later today. So he's later giving you the right information.
Maybe on my drive home. That's great. Awesome.
So, but 40s all week long. How is that affecting travel? Are people like, oh, this is such a beautiful winter. I don't need to go anywhere?
It is a little bit.
Is it really?
I thought you were going to say no. Yeah, no, I wish that we'd need one more snowstorm. Hey, don't hate me. But no, it's still pretty busy. The advisors at Fox World right now are crazy busy. So there's still some great stuff out there. So last minute deals yet are still available. So they should check. I was just looking at some of the deals online, and our partners at ALG, Apple Leisure Group, they have some instant savings where you can get $100 off immediately on some really kind of unique, they call them the hidden gems of the Caribbean. So Aruba, Curacao, that kind of area. Okay. And stuff, so they should look into that. And also there's those the charters still going out of Milwaukee to Punta Cana and to Jamaica and to Cancun, and they can still hop on some of those too. Limited, they got, can't be too choosy, but if you still want to see some sunshine, I wouldn't be too choosy. Just put me up anywhere. I don't care.
So, yeah, right? Get me out of here into the nice, warm, 90-degree weather like we had in Costa Rica last week.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And we were on the dry
there.
Side, so it was not humid. It was beautiful. All week long.
It
was gorgeous.
A great area to visit?
The beach was probably my favorite beach we've ever stayed at, and we've been at a lot of different beaches, but it's kind of in this cove where we were, and mountains all around you. You could hear the monkeys howling off in the distance.
Oh,
and,
beautiful.
The sand was like a, not quite black, but it wasn't a white sand beach, but you could walk out, 40 yards into the ocean before you started getting too deep, and it was sandy and beautiful.
I love that beach. I've been there several times, and the sunrises are gorgeous. I don't know if you got up that early, but they have beautiful sunrises too. And just the photos that I took, the colors, and that's a beautiful area. And I love Costa Rica. So many things to do. Yeah. What did you guys do?
We went zip lining because that's where it was invented, right? Yep. Up in the mountains. It was awesome. We were 1,000 feet up in the air going over these caverns, and it was really cool. We went to the hot springs and waterfalls.
Fantastic.
We went ATV tour for 4 hours, just going all over the countryside and through the villages, and it was great. It
awesome.
Was really a good time.
I just find the people of Costa Rica to be so sweet and friendly, and everybody was so helpful. I loved the people down there.
Yeah.
That really took them in.
The funny thing is, we were on the ATVs, right? And you think you're going down an ATV trail, and suddenly there's a 1992 Nissan in front of you. You're like, this is a road.
Exactly. Oh, that's
cool. Then at the same time, we're going up another path, and a guy on a horse, authentic caballero, coming down with his, sombrero on and his colored blanket over his horse with his machete, and that was his property we were on, and he waves and talks to us, and it was really cool.
That's cool. I'm glad you got to experience it. Yeah. That's one of the destinations that I hope maybe for next year I can get a group going and we can get back down to Costa Rica because I absolutely love it down there.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's just I mean the properties can be a little bit old, but you just got to kind of get what you pay for down in Costa Rica as well. So just got to kind of keep that in mind when you're looking at pricing and things like that.
You were somewhere, which we'll get to in the next break, but why are you here instead of Rose? Where is she right now?
She is gallivanting around Vietnam and Cambodia right now.
Okay.
Actually, I was just seeing some of the photos last night, and we were chatting yesterday. It just amazes me that I can chat with somebody in Vietnam, not like, 10 years ago where we wouldn't know where she was. But she is doing a group trip. This is her fourth time to Vietnam and Cambodia. And funny thing is, and I don't know if you know this or not, she has a celebrity on board with her. They didn't book with Fox World Travel, but Richard Dreyfuss, the actor, and his wife are traveling on the same itinerary that she is. So it's just kind
weird.
Of odd. So Rose knows this place, of course, that has dollar beers. And it's been one U.S. dollar for this beer at this one bar. And I think it's in Cambodia, and it's still there. She said since 2014, they're still a dollar. And
that's
so
funny.
She took a bunch of the group to this little bar, and I know exactly who she took, and I know them quite well. And they had a blast, and I guess they were getting all into Mr. Dreyfus's face and talking to him. But that's kind of interesting. So I'm really curious to see. I said I don't believe this until I see pictures.
Right.
So she's going to probably have some good stories in 2 weeks when she gets back.
Good stuff. So we're going to find out what's going on in travel all this hour. Questions, if you have them, we'll take them. 855-616-1620. Colleen Allsburg in. I'm Dayton Kane. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Thanks for listening. 855-616-1620. The number if you want to chime in with a question or tell us about your travel experience. Mostly sunny, 40 today, and then throughout the week. Right about that same through Wednesday for sure. Matapalo Beach. That's where we were.
Correct.
So somebody asked on the text line where we stayed, what beach I was talking about. We were at the Riu.
Right.
Which is an all-inclusive. We stayed at the Guanacaste. There's also a palace. If
Correct.
You go there, and I highly recommend going there. It was a beautiful location. I would upgrade to the palace.
I would, too. That's where I've stayed a few times that I've been there. And just that little bit extra money will get you better rooms, better
food. Yeah. We had a great time. I don't want to say it was awesome. It was a beautiful place to be, even the resort itself, but just to get that next level food and a little bit better room, maybe
right.
go to the palace.
And a lot of them have the views, ocean view too, which is nice.
You know what we do? 15 of us go down as a family and we take over a pool section and we just hang out and have fun. And
absolutely.
It was awesome. Very
I loved
good.
Your pictures. They were great.
Yeah. And where were you this whole time?
Well, not this whole time. I wish I was there the whole time, but I was in Maui for 10 days, and I just went down to stay on the island with my friends and just have a real vacation, because normally I'm out and about in January doing groups and things, so this time I actually could go somewhere over my birthday, and just decided to go to Maui because it worked out time-wise, and wow, what a great... The whales were incredible. In fact, my friend sent me, they were out kayaking yesterday, and he sent me a video of a breaching whale right in front of their kayak.
Oh,
I was so jealous. I mean, we went whale watching, and I'm always the one looking on the other side when the whale breaches. And so if you ever want to see whales, just come with me and make me go to the other side, and
you
will
go.
See whales. But the weather was fantastic. We did see a little bit of Lahaina, which I did talk to the folks about last week with Rose. Really, I just can't say enough. Go to Maui. Enjoy it. Don't miss it out. It's still beautiful. There's so much to do besides Lahaina.
Mm-hmm.
It's business as usual north and south of Lahaina. It's really greened up, and the hiking was great. We just had a great time. It's fantastic.
Awesome. The other thing I heard is that you guys won an award.
We did, and I am so excited that I get to tell everybody about it, because I didn't know if Rose even knew last week, but one of our preferred partners, ALG, Apple Leisure Group, is just one of our best partners that we work with. We love them. We have been awarded the Elite Crown Jewel, which is the...
Fancy.
We are one of the top 20 travel agencies in the nation, and it is a nationwide thing. So being in the top 20, rumor has it that we're in the top 5, but they wouldn't tell us exactly where we sit. So I'm excited, because that just means a lot to us. We work really hard, and we sell a lot of Apple Leisure Group products, which is also FunJet and other things under their umbrella. And so to be a part of that it's pretty cool.
That's impressive, because there's got to be thousands of travel agencies out there.
There are. I mean, there are
hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many travel agencies out there, and then we being a bigger travel company, that helps. But to be in the top 20 this year, that's fantastic.
Well, congratulations.
And we're really, thank you.
Yeah. And that goes to the whole staff, right? I mean, that's the whole organization coming together and making that work.
Yeah, that's basically our vacation side, which, we're about 80% corporate and then about 20% vacation travel. And so that's kudos to our 20%ers, and making this accolade. That's wonderful.
Nice. We do have a text here at 855-616-1620. We are not frequent travelers, but we are going to Italy in October. We're looking at global entry or TSA pre-check. What would you recommend, and how long is the wait time to get an interview? Thank you, Jill.
Okay. If you're not a frequent traveler, it's kind of a Let me think here. If you're doing TSA PreCheck, that means you can only get through security faster. You have the TSA PreCheck line. The TSA PreCheck will not help you on your return from Italy because you'll need global entry to return from an international destination. So quite honestly, the difference in price is minimal. So I would go for the global entry just to save you that time of coming through customs and immigration on your way home from an international destination. Maybe you're not a frequent traveler now, but maybe once you get to Italy, you'll figure out that this is pretty cool. I want to keep traveling. And then your global entry is good for 5 years. And I have global entry, and I'm so grateful that I do, especially when I come home through Chicago. And if anyone's come home, even from Mexico or anything from through Chicago, you know that line can be horrendous. It could take up to 2 hours to get through. I am so honest with you. When the last time I came home, I was coming home from Germany, and I got through global entry. By the time I hit the line, it was 9 minutes to get to my luggage, which is insane. And it's all you don't touch anything. You basically look at a camera. It's based on facial recognition or eyes or something. And I looked at it, and the guy behind the counter said, "Colleen," and there I was. And I went right up.
Wow, that's crazy.
Got my little card that they hand to you or whatever. There's nothing to do anymore. It's really pretty cool. So for the small price and the upgrade, I would do global entry. As far as getting a getting that interview for your global entry, TSA is a lot quicker. You can probably do that at some of the little airports. Even Appleton does TSA every once in a while. Global entry is getting better. We're finding out that it's not as long a wait to get your interview. Maybe down here in Milwaukee at the Mitchell, it's on Howell Avenue. I think they were saying 2 months, but there's also the opportunity, like I did when I did global entry. I was coming home from Alaska, and I went through Vancouver, which has USA customs, similar to what they have in Canada and all over and in Ireland. And I said, "Is there opportunity for me to interview?" Because I had some time, and they said, "Absolutely." So I got my interview done in 15 minutes, and I got my global entry card within a week. So
nice.
It's getting quicker. I think a lot of people it's starting to wane a little bit. So I'd do the global entry.
All right. We are going to take a break, and we'd love to hear from you. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Dayton Kane and Colleen Ulzberg here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Son, we're supposed to get it this afternoon. You said it's not here yet.
Not quite.
Not in Milwaukee.
Yeah, hopefully
anyway.
On my way home. Okay.
Mostly sunny, a high of 40 this afternoon, and then through the week, at least through Wednesday, should be about the same. Talk and text line is 855-616-1620. I'm Dayton, that's Colleen, and we do have a text here that says, "How is Costa Rica for multi-generational travel? This includes my 84-year-old mother, who's listening to the show and loves Rose. College kids, many of my extended family, probably 15 to 20 of us, we've been going to St. John the past few years and love it. Well, we went, my family was 15 of us, and we had, I think, from a 74-year-old down to a 2-year-old. And everything in between. So
you did well.
And it was great.
Yeah.
It was very easy to get around. Same, if you've ever been to, well, probably like St. John, probably very similar.
Yeah.
Just depends on what you're choosing for where you're staying, right? That
absolutely
has a big part of it. But.
And the airport is so small, too, when you get into Quanta Costa, into that area, that it's so easy to get in and out of customs. And they're so helpful. So even if there's issues where you need to get wheelchairs or something,
we
to help
had
them.
That. One of the people did need a wheelchair, and they had somebody there for them, and they got to go through past all the line and get up to the front.
Absolutely.
And get not have to stand there and wait to get checked in.
Yep.
So that was good.
Okay.
Somebody did ask here, do cruise ships stop in Costa Rica?
No, they actually do. I've done a couple of Panama Canal trips where we've stopped in Costa Rica and Puerto Limon, and then we got off, did excursions, and we could go out to like the rainforest where you walk through the canopies and see the toucans and the monkeys and all that good stuff. So yes, they absolutely do stop in Costa Rica.
Another text here from Mary at 855-616-1620. "Hi, Colleen. This April, we're traveling to Negril, Jamaica for a wedding coordinated through Fox World Travel. Can you speak about the crime we are hearing about in Jamaica?"
For sure. the crime level really hasn't raised in quite a few years, I think, or actually since May. But the media has brought it up again because of some incidents. But we've just had some folks that went to Jamaica. In fact, I have a wonderful new manager, Barb. I'm mentioning her name. She said not to do that, but I'm going to do it anyways. She just came back from Jamaica. And it's no different than any place else in the world. You just have to make sure that you stay safe and you know, just play it safe. And if going to Negril and staying on the resort, that's your goal, you're going to be absolutely fine. If you do decide to do any excursions, we actually recommend that you do them with a vetted tour operator that takes you out. I mean, don't be silly. Don't go shopping on your own in Negril. Don't take a cab that's you don't know anything about. Always go with somebody that knows something. So it's very similar to anywhere else in the world. I would feel comfortable going, but, and again, and Rose says this too, if you don't feel comfortable going to a destination, then if it's going to ruin your trip, then you may have to relook at it. But it looks like you're going to a wedding. This is going to be fantastic. I know our wedding coordinators do a great job for you, and I think you're going to have a fantastic trip.
Okay. We got another text here. It says, we stayed at the Rio Guanacaste too, and from what I hear, the rooms at the Palace need work a little bit as well. However, they have room cards versus keys, which would be nice. That was an interesting thing.
Wow.
We got handed a key.
Really?
I cannot remember the last time I got handed a key at a resort. They then go on to say, I think the pool at the Guanacaste has more trees and shade than the Palace. After thinking about it, I would stay at the Guanacaste again.
Well, there you go.
See, it was, like I said, yeah. We had a great time. It was fun. The pool was awesome. The bars were great. Yeah. The restaurant, everybody was nice, and it was a great time. So I don't want to say don't go to the Guanacaste. I'm just saying just know we've been to many different all-inclusives over the course of our life, and the food there probably was on the lower end versus others we've been at. That's all.
Exactly.
Really, that was the big thing. So,
and that's why you book with a travel advisor, so
that's
they can give you those comparisons.
Exactly. So we are going to take your calls. If you want to get somebody in touch with somebody, foxworldtravel.com is the best place to go. Fill out the contact us form, and somebody will get back to you. And
absolutely.
The more you put in that form, the more informed the person that calls you will be.
Correct. They can do some research ahead of time.
And you might get to the specialist for that region of the world that you're looking to get
absolutely
in touch with.
Absolutely.
So make sure you fill out as much information as you can. Foxworldtravel.com. We're going to go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau and say happy belated birthday to you, Jack.
Thank you very much.
And give us some news.
Yeah, it was a very, very great day.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here with Colleen Allsberg. We appreciate you tuning in, and I'm gone for a couple weekends, and I come back, and you guys have revamped your entire website.
I know, you
this
can't just say,
awesome.
But isn't it beautiful?
It's awesome.
Yeah, my good buddy Katie Kay, she pretty much took the reins on this and has been working on this.
There is a problem
really
with this,
time.
Though.
Yeah.
It's making me want to go on vacation again,
yeah.
And I just got back from vacation.
I know. I'm sorry about that.
So foxworldtravel.com, when you go there, you'll see a whole new website. If you haven't been there lately, go check it out. The menu is on the left-hand side. It still has all the drop-downs where you can see all the things you used to see.
Yep.
But it's new and improved.
Yeah, it's a little more streamlined. And
yeah.
It really, I think it's easier to navigate. And I really, honest to God, this is the first time I'm looking at it because we've been so busy this week that we've heard it was coming. I just didn't know it was up and running already. So this is pretty cool.
It is cool.
Yeah, always new things at Fox. We're always keeping on top of everything.
So typically when you guys do, like, this show gets posted on the website a couple days, like by Tuesday usually it's up on the website,
right.
So you can go to foxworldtravel.com and listen. When you guys do, like, Zoom calls where you're meeting and talking about a new destination, those end up there.
Yes, they do.
You guys did one this week. Is that going to end up here too, or was that one not recorded?
This was awesome. We had
it was live
and in person. A fabulous trip. A fabulous turnout. We had our first live show in a long time with Globus Vacations Avalon Waterways.
Okay.
And our wonderful friend Nancy Bauman from Globus came in. We did it in Oshkosh at the Waters, and if you've never been to the Waters in Oshkosh, it's really a very beautiful venue, a lot of weddings there. It's right on the lake on Lake Winnebago. And we had a full house. We had a lot of people there. We had a great Roxy Supper Club catered.
Nice.
Beautiful. And then the fun thing was Nancy brought along Amila, and I'm not going to say her last name because she's from Bosnia, but she's a tour guide for Globus and a cruise director for Avalon Waterways. And she was so cool. I loved her. She did a we did just a little presentation, and then we let Amila take over. And she's been in the States for about 5 weeks. She's been to 11 states doing all these different presentations. She did a great job. Everybody fell in love with her. And so we featured some of the new things that Globus is doing in Avalon as well. And we did talk about some of our group travel. And speaking of that, I did get a little plug in for two of the groups that we've got some space on yet, and we would love if you guys would sign up. One is Iceland that we're doing in July, and that was one of my favorite trips in 2022. Is that when I went? And we saw the whole island of Iceland, and we saw it really is the land of fire and ice. We'd start the day at a thermal plant that was cooling down the lava from to get the power supplied to Reykjavik, and then by the end of the day we're floating through icebergs and seeing glaciers and lava fields. It was we saw the puffins, we ate some amazing food, a lot of seafood obviously.
Yeah.
Got a lot of that. So that's a really cool trip, and we're getting to that point where we're going to have to give space back pretty soon to Globus. So if you're thinking of Iceland for this year, take a peek at our website. And my very favorite trip of that year was Africa.
Yeah.
And we did South Africa, and we've still got, I think, maybe 5 seats left on that. And we flew into Cape Town and did the Cape of Good Hope and went down to see the penguins. They have penguins there. And then we flew up to Hoedspruit, and we did safaris, and we saw, from the moment we got in the safari vehicle, we weren't even 3 minutes in and we saw elephants come right up to our safari vehicles. And we saw all the amazing wildlife there. And we also spent some time in Johannesburg. So we went to the Nelson Mandela Museum, and we saw Soweto, a great city to visit as well. So if you're interested in Africa, the safaris are going to be the highlight of your trip. Absolutely. We did, they said we did 6 safaris, but I think we did 8 because just driving into the game reserve was a safari in itself, and it was a 45-minute drive into the lodges. So
yeah.
Very cool stuff.
Isn't it amazing? So when we were in Costa Rica, you could go to a reserve and see the monkeys and the toucan and the jaguar and everything that was in there, but that was like still a kind of a zoo setting, even though it's a reserve.
Right.
When you see these animals out in the wild, like we would then see monkeys, we'd be on our ATVs and there'd
yep.
be monkeys in the trees and there'd be you know, whatever. It's like, it's so different when they're in their natural habitat and you're out there with them.
Absolutely.
So the African safari, can only imagine how amazing that is.
Yeah, these reserves are not zoos by any means.
No, that's not like the reserve we saw in Guanacaste.
Right, right.
That was more a little zoo-like where they just had them
exactly.
in a thing. This reserve is like their natural habitat, and you're driving
really
out
is.
There, like you said, 45 minutes to get out there. And,
right. Yeah. It's like 35,000 acres,
yeah.
these reserves. So it's, and they do it on purpose because they do want to protect these animals. And
yeah.
you may see some fencing, but it's a way to protect the animals. It's also a way to protect the people,
right.
To keep those hippos and rhinos and everything away from their gardens and such. But such a fantastic trip. You can talk to any of the folks that went with me. We only take a small group to Africa, so we can all have really good views from our, they have these Toyota viewing vehicles that are kind of like stacked like a bleachers.
Oh.
So everybody has great views.
Nice.
Everybody can take pictures. Nobody's stuck in the middle. It was just such a fantastic trip. So if you're thinking about Africa, that I would highly recommend it. Globus does such an amazing job.
So go to the brand new website, foxworldtravel.com, and we're clicking on vacation travel on the left-hand side, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
we're going to destinations at this point?
You can go to vacation travel. Let's see. Yep, destination. Yeah, I'm learning here too. Yeah, specialties is where my department's groups are.
Okay.
Under vacation travel, specialties, and then group travel, Fox Group Vacations. So I would.
Okay, there it is.
Just ignore everything else and go to Fox Group Vacations. I'm kind of biased, so.
too funny. And while you're there, there is a contact us form that you can fill out, of course, and get somebody to get back to you on Monday when they get back into the office. You guys open on Saturdays?
Open right now, yes.
So you could get somebody right now on the phone, which is?
866-GO-FOX-GO, and we are open 9 to noon, all branches. So give them a call and set up an appointment.
Awesome. Valentine's Day coming up on Wednesday. I'm a last-minute shopper. I want to give my wife a trip to Italy for our 30th anniversary. Okay. How do I do that? Do I have time before Wednesday to do that? And what's the best way to do that?
Yes. Well, the best way is probably call and make a quick, very quick appointment to see them, and then we can get that all set up for you, or fill out that form online. And
could I buy a gift card?
You absolutely.
Put that in a card and give it to her?
Absolutely can. Any amount you want, we can do gift cards.
Any amount?
Yeah, absolutely.
$10,000 gift card.
Yes, and if you're going to give me a $10,000 gift card, you just missed my birthday.
Oh,
so okay. Darn. Yeah, but any amount at all.
Really?
For sure.
Okay. Awesome. There you go, guys. I'm giving you a tip.
Perfect.
Valentine's Day, Wednesday. Get that gift card. Send her somewhere nice. You guys go together. Or send her without you. That might even be better.
Maybe she'd prefer.
Tracy, just go somewhere without me and get away from me.
I would take Tracy in a heartbeat.
There you go.
Sounds perfect.
It is the Fox World Travel Show. Colleen Ellsberg in for Rose Gray this week, 855-616-1620. Give us a call. Share your stories or ask your questions. And thanks for listening to WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Mostly sunny, 40 for a high today, and it is currently 33 and cloudy in Milwaukee. Colleen Ellsberg in for Rose Gray this week, 855-616-1620, the number if you have a question you want to ask. Somebody says, trying to decide between a trip to St. Lucia or Punta Cana for a great beach vacation. Can you recommend one over the other and the best all-inclusive adult location?
Okay. Well, I think of the two, I would think St. Lucia would be a little bit more upscale, and I would probably go there if I had the chance. They have some great resorts there. One of my favorite resorts is called the Royalton, and if you can find a Royalton and even the Hideaway Royalton, that's one of my favorites.
Okay.
And you can get into the Hideaway. It'll get you away from the kids. That'll be adult only. And then Punta Cana is great as well. It's probably easier to get to as far as getting the flights out, because we do have 4 flights a day this seasonally here from Milwaukee to Punta Cana. Not 4 flights a week. And so there again, a lot of great resorts as well. They've got Royaltons. They've got the Zoetree properties, the Dreams, the Sandals, the Secrets, all that. So lots of great choices there, too. So either one, I'd probably go with St. Lucia for if it were me.
855-616-1620. Can you recommend an all-inclusive resort in Puerto Vallarta? Just got back from an Iberostar in Riviera Maya and loved it.
Well, my favorite resort, and it's kind of odd, it's in Misma Loya, which is to the north of Puerto Vallarta, the old town. I love the Iberostar Misma Loya. It's kind of, reminds me of Italy. It's built into the cliff sides, and on either side, you have a small beach area and then a little lagoon, and then it goes out to Banderas Bay. And I just love it. I like the quietness of it, and I like the setting. But again, there's not a lot to do there because it's Misma Loya. You'd have to take a bus into town if you want to get some nightlife or some restaurants and things like that. With that being said, the other area that I prefer as well is Nuevo Vallarta, and that's kind of the area where all of the big resorts are. Great choices of resorts as well, including Iberostars. I've stayed at a few of them, just talk to one of our advisors. They can give you some recommendations and give you prices on some of the higher end type resorts.
The one thing I like about the Iberostars, they seem authentic to the location you're going to.
They do.
Sometimes the Rio are like very European, and you're in Mexico and it feels like you're in a hotel in Europe, like
right.
It's all marble. But you go to a Iberostar and they kind of make it look like the area that you're staying, which is kind of cool.
They absolutely do. I believe they're a Spanish company, but they really, really work round Mexican type feel to it. And the food is wonderful and everything. So I'd never, I always recommend Iberostars. Love them.
Sure. This is kind of a vague question, but it says, do you have any information for solo travel?
We can find solo travel. There are some, just off the top of my head, I know river cruising in Europe. They often, including Globus and Avalon Waterways, will have select departures that have single cabins, so you don't have to pay that double supplement.
Oh, nice.
Which is, you know, that's really nice. And but it's, they're got to do a little digging to find which departures those are. And as far as solo travel, I mean, Norwegian Cruise Lines, NCL, they have, some of their ships have a whole section for solo travelers where you get a smaller cabin, but it's built for people that are traveling by themselves, and they have their own lounge where you can meet other solo travelers. So that's always an option as well. And I always think the best thing for solo travelers is to go on a group, because when I take out groups, I often get ladies that come by themselves, but they acclimate right away with the rest of the gang, and there's always somebody to eat with. There's always somebody to do some tours with. And if you don't want to spend any time with the group, you always have that option as well. You can go off right on your own if you're that kind of a traveler. So group travel is fantastic for solo as well.
Awesome. We do need to take our final break. When we get back, more of your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. FoxWorldTravel.com. That's your first stop to get everything you need to know. Thanks for listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. Dayton Kane and Colleen Ulzberg here. Got a text here from Bob and Judy. They're going to Egypt with you, and they said, what clothes should we pack?
Well, bring clothes for sure, Bob and Judy. actually, the nice thing about going with the group travel, and I am so looking forward to this trip to Egypt. We've got two full groups going. I'm taking one. Rose is taking another. And before we go, I will be sending out packing lists and tips and advice. In general, if you want to start your shopping already, light, modest clothing. I wore a lot of, you know, like maybe flowy capris, because it can get very hot. So there were days when, our guides tried to get us out early in the morning so we'd beat the heat. So anything that's, you know, just light, flowy, light colors, dresses, like cotton dresses that cover the knee for the ladies, gentlemen. You can wear shorts for sure. If there's any opportunity where we're going to a mosque or something, then our guides will let us know that you need to wear long pants, something that covers the knees, something that covers the shoulders. Take a shawl, a light shawl.
Nice thing about booking with you guys is a couple weeks before each trip, you kind of get a packing list, right? In part of your emails, it's like, hey, here's some suggested packing for this particular trip.
Yep, absolutely. In fact, I'm going to Japan in April with a group, and I started a tips and suggestions list this week, which I'll be sending out to my Japan folks very soon, telling them about how the etiquette there and what to pack and what to wear and all that. So we do a lot of research before we go, and I've been to Egypt a couple times, so I'll be getting out some good information to them.
Just one more reason to work with a travel advisor at Fox World Travel. And you can look at them at foxworldtravel.com. Another one here says, my wife and I are due to renew our TSA pre-check and global entry. What are the procedures? Do we need to interview again?
I don't believe you need to interview again. I think all they want is money, quite honestly. So you just go online. I had TSA pre-check and I decided to switch over to global entry. I got so many reminders. In fact, even after I got global entry, the TSA reminders kept coming and said, it's expiring. And it walked you right through it. So just follow the directions on your email and you will be golden.
Elderly friend flying to Africa with a very long connection in London. Will he be able to purchase food with his U.S. dollars or easily find a place to exchange his U.S. dollars?
I would say one, maybe hopefully he has a credit card, because that's going to be your best bet for that. There will be exchanges, probably Travelex booths in London at Heathrow or wherever he's changing, that he can exchange some money to the pound. You're going to be doing finding the pound. It's a very awful exchange, always has been. That's never been that great, USD to the British pound. So I would suggest using a credit card if you can, or changing just a small amount when you're there.
Okay, so we're running up. That's the fastest show on the radio, as Isaac just said from the producer's studio. You got a new website.
We do.
It looks phenomenal. Are there jobs that people can get on that website still, like you used
to
have?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. If you go to our, well, hopefully you go to the careers section. I haven't looked at it yet. Still some things I'm searching.
Yeah, it's brand new. It just came up, what, you said two days ago?
Like 2 days ago, yeah. Exactly. So it's actually the first time I'm looking at it. But absolutely, there is a section for careers, so take a peek at that. And then, really cool, I mean, we're so busy. We're hiring like crazy. We have two classes. Our business travel class is actually full. And we have just announced that we're going to be doing another vacation travel class. And that's where Fox World Travel pays you to learn how to become a travel advisor. And then they want you to then, it's a really quick, I believe, 4-week class in Oshkosh. And then you go to one of our branch offices and learn on the job. So it's quick. And I train as well. Rose and I are both trainers, and we come into the class and we do some training for you for various things. But if you want to get into the travel industry, this is a great foot in the door and absolutely in one of the best travel agencies in the United States.
I was just talking to my mom yesterday, and I said, if I could go back and do it all over again, I'd become a travel advisor.
Oh, well.
You guys, yeah. A group travel advisor. I love what you guys do. Yeah. We talk about it every week. It's an exciting career. You get to see the world. So go check it out, foxworldtravel.com. I did click through it, and it is actually there. So when you go to foxworldtravel.com, there's a menu on the left-hand side. This is a brand new website. You go to Our Future Together, and that's where you're going to find careers. So
oh, my gosh. How cool.
Go check it out there. Yeah. You in next week, or is Rose back?
Nope. I will be here with you next week.
All right. So Colleen will be back next week. We're always taking questions. What are the two big trips that we still want to tell people about before they close out?
Iceland in July, and Africa coming up in August.
Like this year?
This year.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Absolutely.
So get on that. Call somebody today. Go 866-GO-FOX-GO. There's somebody at that line right now that will pick up and get you to a travel advisor, because the offices are open till noon today.
They are.
So there you go. Sounds good. We'll see you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management. This has been the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.